Welcome to Stories Podcast. We're going back to our weekly schedule, but we could use your support. To make it easy for families, we have two ways to give back to the show. The first is by going to patreon.com/stories. You can also follow the link on storiespodcast.com and donating directly. This gets you exclusive extras, like bonus episodes, as we hit donation thresholds. The other way to help is by going to our partner site, goplaypretend.com. You can also follow the shop link on storiespodcast.com. On Go Play Pretend, you will find all the coolest kids' clothes and toys from Amazon to check out. But here's the secret. Amazon pays us no matter what you buy. So you can go to goplaypretend.com, click any of the product links, and then do your regular shopping. There's no extra charge to you. Amazon just donates a portion to the show. It's a win-win. Thanks again!
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Now, here's the episode. One beautiful spring day, a grasshopper was sitting and playing games, just like he did every spring day. He was enjoying a particularly vigorous game of baseball with his grasshopper friends when they saw an ant walk by, carrying a giant leaf back to the anthill. The grasshopper stopped what he was doing and called out,
"You poor, poor little ants! You work every day. You should be more like me and play.
The little ant didn't look up from his work. He just kept on walking and called back,
"We're storing for winter. No need to be so rude. Winter will be coming soon and we'll have all the food. You can keep on playing, but remember you've been told when all the snow starts piling up and you're hungry and you're cold."
The grasshoppers ignored the ant's advice and went back to their game. After all, it was only spring. They had plenty of time to gather food for the winter. Soon enough, spring passed to summer. The witch hazel and crocuses gave way to dahlias and daisies, and the sun grew hot and heavy in the sky. One particular summer day, a grasshopper was sitting and playing games, just like he did every summer day. He was enjoying a lazy bit of swimming with his grasshopper friends when they saw an ant walk by, carrying a giant piece of candy back to the anthill. The grasshopper stopped what he was doing and called out,
"You poor, poor little ants, you work every day. You should be more like me and play.
The little ant didn't look up from his work. He just kept on walking and called back,
"We're storing for winter, no need to be so rude. Winter will be coming soon and we'll have all the food. You can keep on playing, but remember you've been told when all the snow starts piling up and you're hungry and you're cold."
The grasshoppers ignored the ant's advice and went back to their game. After all, it was only summer, and they had plenty of time to gather food for the winter. Soon enough, summer turned to fall. The dahlias and daisies faded away, and the trees took on beautiful hues of shining gold and molten orange. The air got a bit of a chill, and the food was harder to come by. One particular fall day, a grasshopper was sitting and playing games, just like he did every fall day. He was enjoying a rough-and-tumble bit of football with his grasshopper friends when they saw an ant walk by, carrying a giant piece of pumpkin back to the anthill. The grasshopper stopped what he was doing and called out,
"You poor, poor little ants, you work every day. You should be more like me and play.
The little ant didn't look up from his work. He just kept on walking and called back,
"We're storing for winter, no need to be so rude. Winter will be coming soon and we'll have all the food. You can keep on playing, but remember you've been told when all the snow starts piling up and you're hungry and you're cold."
The grasshoppers ignored the ant's advice and went back to their game. After all, it was still fall, and they had plenty of time to gather food for the winter. Soon enough, fall turned to winter. The trees turned bare and brown, and the snow started to pile up in frozen dribs and drifts. In the sky, the sun was nowhere to be found, hidden behind a thick bank of winter clouds that looked like a castle wall. One particular winter day, the ants were cozy in their anthill, working on their tunnels and eating the food they had worked hard storing all year long. Suddenly, there was a knock on their little ant door. When they opened it, it was the grasshoppers, cold and hungry and completely desperate for help. Their leader, the one who had so taunted the ants all year long, looked at the little ants, cozy and full in their anthill, and said,
"You dear, dear little ants, you're kind, kind every day. Please be nice to us, let us join in your buffet."
The little ants thought long, and they thought hard, and they finally answered,
"We were storing for winter while you were so rude. Now winter's here and so are you, begging for our food. Well, you can keep begging. You know that you've been told that lazy fools will change their minds when they're hungry and they're cold."
With that, the ants closed their doors, leaving the grasshoppers cold and hungry on their doorstep. The grasshoppers wailed and cried and were sure they would starve to death before spring. But, well, the ants felt bad for them. So they bundled up a little bit of the food they'd saved and offered it to the grasshoppers, but only if they worked for it. And so it was. The ants shared with the grasshoppers and had a nice leisurely winter, while the grasshoppers shoveled snow and gathered dirt and did all manner of unpleasant tasks to earn their keep. And the next year, when the spring came, the grasshoppers remembered how close they had come to starving. And so, instead of teasing the ants, they would help them work and gather their own food as well. Learn from their mistakes, and remember, you can always have your fun, but don't ignore your work, or you too will be hungry come winter. The end. This classic fable was retold by Daniel Hines and produced by Jake Letizia. I'm your narrator, Amanda Weldon. Thanks for listening, and tune in next time for another episode of Stories Podcast.
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.